Lord Leffard, the sour bird, who had charge of their stores and supplies, leaned forward.
"I hope your savages do not share your reluctance, else we've wasted our good steel on them."
"My savages will put your steel to excellent use, my lord,"
Tyrion replied. When he had told Leffard he needed arms and armour to equip the 300 men Ulf had fetched down out of the foothills, you would have thought he'd asked the man to turn his virgin daughters over to their pleasure. Lord Leffard frowned.
"I saw that great hairy one today, the one who insisted that he must have two battle axes, the heavy black steel ones with twin crescent blades."
"Shagger likes to kill with either hand," Tyrion said, as a trencher of steaming pork was laid in front of him.
"He still had that wood axe of his strapped to his back."
"Shagger is of the opinion that three axes are even better than two."
Tyrion reached the thumb and forefinger into the salt dish and sprinkled a hefty pinch over his meat. Sir Kevin leaned forward.
"We had a thought to put you and your wildlings in the vanguard when we come to battle."
Sir Kevin seldom had a thought that Lord Tywin had not had first.